We are on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, but we're starting on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, 5 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Shlosha Malcho Bekipa. There were 3 kings who ruled over the entire world. Ve'elohein. These are the 3. Achav, Achashverosh, and Nebuchadnezzar. How do we know that Achav ruled over the whole world? Achav, Diksiv, Chai Hashem Elokecha, Im Yesh Goy Mamlecha, Asher Lo Shalacha, Adoni Sham Levakeshcha. The servant of Achav told Eliyahu HaNavi that he went around the entire world looking for him, and at each place that he went, they told him that you, Eliyahu, weren't there. So he made him swear that Eliyahu wasn't really there. And if Achav didn't rule over each place, how could he make them swear that Eliyahu wasn't there? Nebuchadnezzar, how do we know Nebuchadnezzar ruled over the whole world? That if there will be a nation or a kingship that does not put its neck under the oak of the king of Babel, which was Nebuchadnezzar. Achashverosh, how do we know that Achashverosh ruled over the whole world? Hada Amar, like we said earlier, that Mehodu Vat Kushi ruled over from Hodu Vat Kush. Yud Aleph and Beis on the top, Simen Shin Samach Reish Dalet Chaf. The Gemara is going to ask about 4 kings that it seems that they also ruled over the whole world. Who are these 4 kings? Shlomo, Sancharev, Dayavish, and Koresh. Ask the Gemara of Suleka, is it only these 3 people that ruled over the whole world? Aren't there more? V'ha'ika Shlomo, didn't Shlomo rule over the whole world? Answer the Gemara, Lo Salak Malchuse, that he didn't finish his life off as a king. Yes, the Gemara Hanichla Manda Amr. That's good according to the opinion in Maseches Gittin Daf Samaches that Malach Vehedo. At first he was a king, and then he became a commoner. El Manda Amr Malach Vehedo to Malach. But according to the opinion that he was a king, then he became a commoner, then he became a king again. So you see that he ended off his life as a king, and he ruled over the whole world. Ma'ikal Meimar. So then why don't you count him as one of the kings that ruled over the whole world? Answers the Gemara Shlomo Milsachrisi Havibe. Shlomo was in a different category. Why? Shemelach Al Hel Yonim Al Techtonim. Because not only did he rule over the entire world, but he also ruled over the higher worlds, meaning the demons, the Shadim, etc. Shenemar v'yashav Shlomo al kisei Hashem. The pasuk says that Shlomo sat on the throne of Hashem. He asked the Gemara v'ahave Sancharev. Wasn't Sancharev also ruling over the whole world? Exiv mi b'chol Elohei Aratzos. Is there any god of any of the other lands, Ha'ela, Sheritzilas, Arsam Yadi, who saved his land from him, from Sancharev? There isn't. Meaning, he conquered the entire world, and no god of any land ever saved his land from Sancharev. Answer the Gemara, no, because Ha'ik Yerushalayim de lo kavsha, there was one place, Yerushalayim, that Sancharev never conquered. Ask the Gemara, Va'ika Daryavish, didn't Daryavish rule over the whole world? Diksiv, Daryavish, Malka, Kasav, Bechol, Amamaya, Umayav, Lishnaya, Di Dayarin, Bechol, Ara, that Daryavish wrote his letter to every nation that is living in Kol Ara, in any every land. What did he write to them? Shalmecho, Nizga, that your shalom, your peace should become greater. So you see, he wrote a letter to the whole world. Must be he ruled over the whole world. Answer the Gemara. There were 7 provinces that he didn't rule over. How do we know that? The pasuk says Shvar Kadam Daryavish. It was good in front of Daryavish. And he established on his kingship officers 120, meaning on 120 provinces he put an officer. And we know earlier we saw that Achashverosh was on 127. So from the fact that he was on 127 and Daryavish was only on 120, you see that there were 7 that he didn't rule over. He asked the Gemara about Ika Koresh. Wasn't Koresh a ruler of the whole world? Diksiv Komar Koresh. Koresh said about himself, Melech Paras, the king of Paras, that he said, Komam Lachos Aretz, all the kings of the entire land, Nasan Li Hashem, Hashem gave to me. So you see, they ruled over the whole world. And it's the Gemara, no. He was only trying to praise himself. I mean, he was boasting, basically, but there's no reason. It was disconnected from reality. He didn't really rule over the entire world. Okay, the Gemara now continues to explain the Megillah Esther. The pasuk says that the party that Achashverosh made was during the time that he established his throne, which implies that it was the first year of his reign. But the next pasuk says b'shnas shalosh machol, that he made the party in the 3rd year. So which one was it, the 3rd year or the 1st year? Amarava my kesheves. That doesn't mean kesheves. It doesn't mean when he established his throne, meaning his 1st year, but rather la'achash nisyash v'daito. It was after his das, his emotions became more relaxed. What happened? Amar Belshazzar Chashavata. Achashverosh says that King Belshazzar, he calculated when the second base of Mikdash was supposed to be destroyed for the Jewish people, and he celebrated when it wasn't built. Vata, but he had made a mistake. Ana Chashivna, I'll make my own calculations. Lo Ta'in, and I won't make a mistake. Mahi, what are we talking about? Tiksiv, ki lefi melos lebavel shivim shana efkod eschem. The pasuk says that when the completion of 7 years from Bavel, that's unclear what that means, Hashem will redeem them. Now the next words, uksiv lemalos lecharvos yishleim shivim shana, the Rashash takes out and puts down later on in the Gemara, so we're going to take it out for now. So there was a 7 year count when the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be rebuilt. Chashuv Arbain v'chamesh Nebuchadnezzar. So Belshazzar calculated the 45 years that Nebuchadnezzar was the king, the Esen v'tlas, the Evil Merodach, and the 23 years that Evil Merodach was the king, the Tarti Didei, in 2 years of his own reign of Belshazzar. Hashivim, that's 70 years. Afik Mane de Bei Mikdasha. So he pulled out when he saw after 70 years that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't rebuilt. He pulled out the Kalim from that he had looted from the Beis HaMikdash. When he made a part party with it, and he found out that he was wrong. Now the Gemara interjects: Nebuchadnezzar minalan de'arba'in v'chamesh shnin malach. How do we know that Nebuchadnezzar ruled for 45 years? The Amar Mar galu b'sheva, galu b'shmona, galu b'shmonasrei, galu b'tshasrei. We know that there was a exile in 7, exile in 8, exile in the 18th, and exile in the 19th. What does that mean? There was an exile in the 7 years from the conquering of Yehoyakim. The Nebuchadnezzar conquered Yehoyakim in his second year of his rule. 7 years later, there was an exile. What was that? The Gemara continues, Galus Yehoyakim. That was when Yehoyakim was exiled. Okay, so that's the first exile, and it's called Galus Yehoyakim. That happened, Shehi Shmona Nebuchadnezzar. It happened in the 8th year of the Nebuchadnezzar's rule. Again, the Nebuchadnezzar conquered Yehoyakim in his 2nd year of rule. 7 years later, he exiled Yehoyakim, which means that he exiled Yehoyakim in the 8th year of his rule. Next, Galu Bishmonasre, Lekibush Yehoyakim. There was another exile, 18 years after the conquering of Yehoyakim, and that was called Galus Sidkiyahu. That was when Sidkiyahu was exiled, Shehi Tsha'esrei Nebuchadnezzar, which again was 19 years after Nebuchadnezzar became a ruler. Why was that again? Because Nebuchadnezzar conquered Yehoyakim in the 2nd year of his rule, and therefore 18 years later was when he exiled Sidkiyahu, he destroyed Yerushalayim. That was during the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar's rule. The Amar Mar, Shana Rishona Kibesh Ninveh, during the 1st year of Nebuchadnezzar's rule, he conquered Ninveh. Shnia, in the 2nd year, Kibesh Yehoyakim, he conquered Yehoyakim. Uksiv, okay, so now that was step one. Uksiv, Vayhi B'shloshim V'sheva Shana, Galus Yehoyakim, 37 years after the exile of Yehoyakim, Melch Yehuda, the king of Yehuda, b'shnei sar chodesh, in the 12th month, b'esim v'chamisha lechodesh, in the 25th day of the month, nasa evil merodach, melech bavel, the king of Bavel, b'shnas malchuso, as rosh Yehoyakim, he took out the head of Yehoyakim, melech Yehuda, v'yotzeo sam b'es haklu. He took him out of, he took his head out, Yehoyakim's head out of the jail. Which means, Timni, again, Yehoyakim was exiled in the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's rule. So 8 years plus Utlasin Vesheva, 37 years, because the Pasuk said it was that 37 years later, Evil Merodach took him out. It must be that it was 45 years of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar. Then Nebuchadnezzar died, and that's when Evil Merodach took Yehoyakim out. Period. So that's the first step. 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar's rule. That's in the class of Evil Merodach. How do we know that there were 23 years that Evil Merodach ruled? Gamra. That's a Kabbalah, a Masorah that we have, a tradition that we have. The Tarti Didei. And then there were 2 years of Belshazzar's rule. Hashivin. That's 70 years. Amar. So Belshazzar said, Hashta Vadai Sula Mifriki. They're never going to be redeemed now. If they weren't redeemed yet, 7 years came up. That's it. Must be Hashem left them. Forget it. And Apikmani, the Beis Mikdash, he took out the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash when he started using them. Hainatuk Amrle Daniel, and that's what Daniel said about him. Va'amari Shmayis Ramamta, you tried to become above the master of the universe. Ulama'anya the Basi, and the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, Hesav Kadamach, you brought that in front of you. Ksiv Be Balaila, Katil Belshazzar Malka, Kasdai. That in the middle of the night, Belshazzar, the king of the Kasdaim, he was killed. And it says that Dayavish then became of Madai, became the next king. Kibar Shnin Shitin Vitartin. How old was he? He was 62 years old when he became the king. Okay. Amar. Ihu mit atani. Tai. So Chazer said that he, Belshazzar, he made a mistake. Ana chashivna velotaina. I'll make my own calculation and I won't make a mistake. Miksev l'malchus Bavel doesn't say that that the Jews would be redeemed 70 years after the Bavel king became the ruler. Meaning, as when don't count from the beginning of Nebuchadnezzar's rule. Le Bavel ksev. My le Bavel. What does it mean to Bavel? Le galus Bavel. It meant the exile from Bavel. Meaning from the galus of Yehoyachin. That's when they took the first group out of Bavel. So that was, as you mentioned, that was during the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's rule. So Kama Betziran Timnis. That means Belshazzar made a mistake by 8 years. He counted from the beginning of Nebuchadnezzar's rule, 70 years. But really, Achashverus said he should have counted from the Gullus Bavel, from when Yehoyachin was exiled. That was 8 years later. So therefore, he was missing 8 years. Chashiv v'ayel chalufayu. So he calculated and figured out a different 8 years to put in there. What was them? Chadab de Belshazzar. It was one more year of Belshazzar's rule. If you remember, the Belshazzar counted 70 years. That included 2 years of his own rule. He ruled for a total of 3 years. So there's one more year that has to be counted. V'chamesh de Daryavish v'koresh. And then 5 years where Dayavish and Koresh they ruled. V'tarti didein, 2 years of Achashverosh's rule. Hashivin, that is 70 years. And that's why it says in the 3rd year of the rule, after the 2 years of Achashverosh's rule, which was 70 years after the Galus Bavel, after the Galus of Yehoyachin, he realized that the Jewish people were not redeemed. The second Beis HaMikdash was not rebuilt. And Kevin the Chazi, the Malu Shivin, once he saw that the 70 years filled up, the low Ifrok, and they weren't redeemed, he said, now for sure they're never going to be redeemed. Afikmane, the Beis HaMikdash, so he pulled out the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, Ishtamish Bahu, and he started using it. He made a party. Basat, and the Satan came down to the party, Verike Bineim, and danced amongst them, the Harag is Vashti, and caused Vashti to die.